the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Now, Builder Supply Outlet sponsoring this as a $50 gift certificate for the 19th caller at 312-981-7200. 312-981-1700. Check out the Edge there. State-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. See what I did there? All right. Checking in at
number five.
Josh Earnest. He's the White House press secretary.
Mm-hmm.
They should just name, the next guy should be Danny Truth.
Because you really think they're always truthful?
No, because they got to have like names that are like fake marketing names.
Earnest,
Josh Earnest. Yes, I'm going to be Earnest here.
It's a great name, and he does a great job of fielding questions at difficult times.
I don't know.
I think so. I think he's...
He's fighting back at suggestions that $400 million payment to Iran from the U.S. was ransom. The Wall Street Journal reported that the U.S. airlifted that money to Iran in January, the same time that five Americans were being held hostage in Iran, were then released.
It's been called a ransom payment by Iran. That's not exactly surprising. But would those prisoners have been released had this payment not been made at the time that it would? So isn't it essentially a ransom payment then, even if the U.S. does not view it that way?
No, it is not a ransom payment. The United States does not view it that way, and it's not accurate to describe it that way. This $400 million is actually money that the Iranians had paid into a U.S. account in 1979 as part of a transaction to procure military equipment. That military equipment, as it relates to this $400 million, was not provided to the Iranians in 1979 because the Shah of Iran was overthrown.
For good reason. That's the reason we didn't give them, you know, like fighter jets. It's because the guy that we were giving them to got deposed.
Might not want those in his hands.
Yeah.
That was Michelle Kaczynski of CNN who asked that question. And, it's a good one because the timing of it is what a lot of people are asking about, because the release of hostages happens within hours of this exchange of, euros and Swiss francs. And they flew it there in some unmarked jet. And just the whole thing felt very secretive and strange that the hostages were released later. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is against American foreign policy to negotiate with hostages, with the hostage takers, for hostages, right? Remember, I mean, you had these cases where ISIS was demanding money before they beheaded people, and Al-Qaeda did the same thing. Before beheading people, they were asking for money from these families. And the families were trying to negotiate. And then remember when the Obama administration threatened to prosecute a family for negotiating with terrorists to get their kid back, and then for them to go ahead and do this, it just flies in the face of what the stated policy is, which is why Josh Earnest, not being completely so in the press conference today, couldn't say, yeah, no, we paid them. Because you can't, even though that's exactly what happened, they can't say they did it, because then it's against American foreign policy, period. Mm-hmm. And secondly, what a slap in the face is to those families who've lost people that they thought they could negotiate for. Now, they've since loosened those rules about negotiating for those who've been taken hostage. There are some journalists who've been taken hostage and others, aid workers, non-governmental organization workers and people like that who are working in the Middle East that got grabbed up.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been a softening of the position on that, but still it doesn't matter.
And then the other follow-up question was, is it possible that $400 million is being used for nefarious purposes by Iran? And that was certainly possible, was Josh Earnest's response.
He's not earnest. He is not being earnest.
Well, I mean, he's in a difficult position. Well, he took the heat today, and rightly so, right?
That's a good question.
Great questions.
That's a good question.
Great question.
See, here's the problem. The problem is we don't have anybody. Oh, God. All right. Checking in at
number four.
I didn't want to do number four. You read
Wait,
number four.
Is it a Trump-related one?
I'm not going to read number four.
I don't know if that's going to help, but I read it.
You read it. I've been accused of bad things.
Donald Trump in Daytona Beach, Florida today, reacting to the news about a $1.7 billion cash deal the U.S. made with Iran. Stated earlier this year, Trump saying we've been humiliated by President Obama and his policies.
We've been humiliated by the Iran deal to start off with, where they get back $150 billion. We've been humiliated as a country when they took our sailors. They forced them to their knees. And the only reason we got them back is because we hadn't paid the money yet. And that's the only reason we got them back. Otherwise, they would have had to wait till I became president. Believe me, they would have come back fast.
You have nothing to say about that, Ro.
There's more.
And remember this. Iran, I don't think you've heard this anywhere but here. Iran provided all of that footage, the tape, of taking that money off that airplane, right? $400 million in cash. How does the president do that? How do you do that? We're going to send $400 million in cash. This is in cash.
There's more.
Oh, there's more to read on that one?
No, there's just more. Just say.
you're out. And there's more.
Here's the amazing thing. Over there, where that plane landed, top secret. They don't have a lot of paparazzi. You know, the paparazzi doesn't do so well over there, right? And they have a perfect tape done by, obviously, a government camera. And the tape is of the people taking the money off the plane, right? That means that in order to embarrass us further, Iran sent us the tapes.
There's more? What are we trying to do to poor Roe here? There's actually more.
It's a military tape. It's a tape that was a perfect angle, nice and steady. Nobody getting nervous because they're going to be shot because they're shooting a picture of money pouring off a plane. And then you say, where does that money go? Who gets that money? I doubt it's the people of Iran. I doubt it. But you say, who gets the money? Then you also say, who's authorized to give cash? No. Who's authorized to give cash? And you know what? I'll tell you, it's a disgrace.
And there's one last clip.
Really?
One more.
Okay.
We promise.
Iran released that tape, which is of quality like these guys have. Iran released that tape so that we will be embarrassed. And 2 days ago, one of their tops said, we don't care about the deal with this country, with the United States. We're going to do whatever we want. Said it. Scornfully said it. We're going to do whatever we want. We're not going to abide by any deals. Who does the United States think we are?
So the math there was the president said that paying the $400 million plus the $1.3 billion in interest was saving American taxpayers billions of dollars because the Iranians had sought $10 billion or more. So that deal got cut, hostages were released, and now you have that tape.
But did they pay for the hostages, which they're now denying that they did? See, the problem is that in this particular case, Donald Trump, I don't know anything about this videotape. This perfectly produced videotape of them removing the money from a plane. I don't know. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I have no idea. If there isn't, that's even more entertaining to me that he would make that up. But Donald Trump is in essence, he's not wrong about this. I mean, that is a problem. That is the Iranian deal. Even though if the Democratic National Committee, they were crowing about this, that this is the big, you know, look at what we did. We, you know, peaceful resolution to stopping Iran's nuclear aspirations, but only for a decade. You know how quickly a decade goes, mm-hmm. Right? By the time the next president is done with two terms, that's over essentially.
That's a lot of money in the wrong hands, and it's troubling to wonder where it will be used.
Yes.
Yeah, it says that, according to CNN, yes, it was flown on wooden pallets stacked with Swiss francs, euros, and other currencies as the first installment, the $400 million of the eventual $1.7 billion that were delivered.
And does that end up being on beautifully done videotape?
There's no video that I'm seeing, but there's acknowledgement of a video.
There is acknowledgement.
There's acknowledgement
of a video.
Of a video.
All right. It's a beautiful video, okay. Oh, God. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Paramedics got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
And then there's this, raised in Chicago, reporting on Chicago. That's Mark Sapelsa and Micah Mateer. Watch Chicago's very own Mark and Micah weeknights on WGN News.
All right, checking in at
number three.
You know our friend, Adam Kinzinger. You know him, you love him. You met him. Mm-hmm. You met him on this radio program years and years and years ago, maybe at another station, but you met him there. Before anybody knew his name, you met him right here first.
Okay.
And he has now become one of the most prominent members of the United States Congress. A Republican from the 16th Congressional District of Illinois, which runs, I think, halfway through Iowa after they try to gerrymander him out of the state.
Very strange lines to
powerful,
that district.
Powerful young Republican. And he went on Wolf Blitzer on the CNN today, and he's not been a big fan of Donald Trump's, not a supporter. Has been saying, I want to get there. I want to support the candidate. I'm just not quite sure I'm going to get there yet. And then listen to this.
Look, you know, I've talked to you a number of times, and I've said, you know, my intention is to get there. I want to get there. I'm not there yet. I don't see how I get there anymore. You know, I actually went to the convention on Monday, hoping that by Thursday I could, you know, at least mildly endorse Republican frontrunner, party unity and all that. Woke up Wednesday morning, saw his comments about Article 5 NATO, decided to hold off. And then this spat, this unbelievable spat with a family of a fallen soldier who swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, wouldn't even initially say, you know, we honor the family for their service, immediately took it as what it was to him, an affront to him. You know, between that, between, of course, blaming George W. Bush for 9/11 and all the other sins we've seen in the past, Donald Trump, for me, is beginning to cross a lot of red lines of the unforgivable in politics. And so, you know, I'm not going to support Hillary, but, you know, in America, we have the right to write somebody in or skip the vote and vote for Mark Kirk in Illinois, for instance. And that's what it's looking like for me today. I just don't see how I get to Donald Trump anymore.
There you go.
Whoa. So he's saying not a chance, it sounds like. He's not getting on that train. He's been, you know, when he was on with us, he was talking about how, you know, he needs to act in a certain way that I haven't seen yet, but I'm willing to wait for that. And it's a very different tone he struck today.
Congressman Kinzinger will join us at 6:40 this evening to discuss.
Oh, how about that?
All right, checking in at
number two.
Michael Phelps has been selected as the United States flag bearer in the fifth and final Olympics for him. The legendary swimmer selected by a vote of U.S. athletes. Phelps, the most decorated Olympian of all time, 22 medals. And the second swimmer to serve as flag bearer after Gary Hall did so in Montreal in 1976. Remember Gary Hall? I don't.
No.
Been able to experience things that I probably didn't really notice, or I guess I kind of took for granted in the past, and you know, this ride that I've been on, you know, I'll forever be thankful for the people who have influenced me. Being here has changed my life, and being here has been one of the most incredible things I've ever been a part of.
How great is that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited about the Olympics.
Is he whipping bowls still?
Ripping bongs.
Ripping bongs.
Now, he went to rehab a couple years ago.
He's a dad now, isn't
he? You go to rehab for marijuana?
For booze, because remember he got that DUI that held him out of the 2015 World Championships and sort of turned his life around since then. So
good for him. I'm rooting for him.
Drunk he can swim like that. Imagine!
Right. Well, now you're a little worried. It's like, well, he won all those while he was drunk. What's going to happen now while he's sober?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Wow.
Yeah, but 18 gold medals, 22 overall.
I want to see him put that mask on. Remember, like, that football? Like, was it, who was that guy?
Tunsil.
Yeah.
Tunsil. Yeah, that's the gas mask bong.
The gas mask bong. I want to see him put that on. In Rio. No!
He's grown up, gone to rehab, and he's now a proud father. There's a cute little photo of his little baby sporting the Olympic rings onesie.
Great golfer, too, Michael Phelps.
All right. Okay. Well,
that's your fun fact of the day. Michael Phelps, golfer.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got it.
Number one.
Eric Greitens, who won the Republican nomination for Missouri governor yesterday, has a resume rich in diverse experience. He was a Navy SEAL, Rhodes Scholar, White House Fellow, international humanitarian. But in this new ad, he appears to have one simple qualification: shooting a Gatling-style machine gun into a body of water.
Eric Greitens is under attack from Obama's Democrat machine. They're trying to steal another Missouri election. But Eric Greitens is a conservative warrior, and when he fights back, he brings out the big guns. Eric Greitens, a governor who will set his sights on politics as usual, reduce spending, create jobs, protect life, defend the Second Amendment, and fight Obama's Democrat machine in their corrupt attacks. Good news for us, bad news for them.
I'm Eric Greitens. Join our mission. Let's take back Missouri.
He was shooting the machine gun throughout that entire. He's actually sitting on. He's sitting there shooting it. He's doing it. It's unbelievable. You got to check that out.
Wait, there's more.
Well, I'm no career politician. I'm a Navy SEAL, and I'll take dead aim at politics as usual. I'm Eric Greitens. If you're ready for a conservative outsider, I'm ready to fire away.
Boy.
Oh, my God.
Some puns in that one.
Oh, my God. This is what's happened now. This is the deal now.
Missouri governor, right? Is that what he's running for? Okay.
This is what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, you know, ever since, who was the lady who got cock locked and loaded her gun in the commercial?
Was she running for office?
In 2014.
Oh, God.
There was another one. So, I mean, this is that guns have become very popular now in these commercials. It was basically like a Transformers commercial right there. There was things blowing up
it does feel
and
like that.
Shooting a Gatling gun. I mean, really? Oh God! All right.
This is what it's come to, Ro.
It is, yeah.
The top five at five.